Bible study. Obedience versus works, the distinction between the two. Introduction. In our walk with God, the concepts of obedience and works often surface and are sometimes misunderstood as being one and the same. However, the Bible reveals a clear distinction. Obedience stems from a heart of faith and love for God, while works are the outward expression or evidence of that inward obedience. As apostolic believers, it's important that we rightly divide the word, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, and understand that salvation is not earned by works, yet true faith will produce both obedience and works in alignment with God's will. Definition and distinction. Obedience. Obedience is the act of submitting to God's will out of love, faith, and reverence. It is internal and rooted in a relationship with Jesus Christ. It reflects a heart that desires to follow God's commandments, specifically the teachings and commandments of Jesus, not the ordinances of the Mosaic law, Galatians chapter 3, verses 24 through 25, and John chapter 1, verse 17. Works. Works are the visible actions or deeds that follow as a result of true obedience. They do not save us, but they demonstrate that saving faith is present. Works done apart from obedience or faith are empty and insufficient for salvation. Obedience, rooted in faith and love. Key scriptures, John chapter 14, verse 15, New King James Version. If you love me, keep my commandments. Obedience is not about legalism. It's an expression of love. Jesus defines love for him as submission to his teachings. John chapter 14, verse 21, New King James Version. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. Keeping Jesus' teachings is the evidence of loving him. The commandments referenced are the words of Christ, not the Mosaic law. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. Obedience is joyful when done out of love. Jesus' yoke is easy, unlike the burden of the law, according to Matthew 11 and 30. Acts chapter 5, verse 29. We ought to obey God rather than men. Obedience means placing God's will above all else, even in the face of persecution or opposition. Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey? Obedience determines our spiritual master. A life of sin proves bondage to sin. Obedience to righteousness proves submission to God. Works, the evidence of obedient faith. Key scriptures, James 2 and 17, New King James Version. Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Works are the fruit, not the root. True faith must be accompanied by action. James 2 and 18, NKJV. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Works validate the genuineness of faith. Without them, faith is theoretical. James chapter 2, verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Faith without works is lifeless, just as the body without breath is dead. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. We are not saved by works, but for good works. Works follow salvation, not precede it. Summary, the biblical balance. Number 1. We are saved by grace through faith, not by works of righteousness. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Number 2. True faith will always produce obedience, which is the natural response to God's grace and love. Number 3. That obedience leads to good works, which bring glory to God and confirm the authenticity of our faith. Common misunderstanding. Is obedience a work? Some confuse obedience with works and mistakenly believe that obeying commands such as repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, or receiving the Holy Ghost are works-based salvation. However, these are not meritorious works of man. They are acts of faithful obedience to God's plan of salvation. See Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Mark chapter 16, verse 16, John chapter 3, verse 5. They are responses to God's grace, not attempts to earn it. Conclusion: in the apostolic Pentecostal understanding, obedience is faith in action, born from love for God. Works are the natural outcome of that obedience. We don't obey to be saved. We obey because we are saved and love the one who saved us. Let us strive not for empty deeds, but for a heart surrendered to Christ, showing our faith through loving obedience and fruitful works that point the world to Jesus.